Hey, we can start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at eRadio Sports at Twitter. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, as we continue our college football conversation going one-on-one with Steve Bortstein of Fox Sports New Mexico, obviously highlighting and talking about one of the biggest storylines in college football, and that is their head coach at USC, Steve Sarkisian. I mean, we're wondering, you know, does he have a problem? I mean, is this long-term? Was this a one-time thing where we need to extend mercy and grace? But I have to wonder, Steve, what kind of pressure is he under now? Because it seems like it's really been dialed up.
Well, the first two games, you know, should be okay. It's Arkansas State and it's Idaho. Okay, fine. Then the schedule gets murky. You know, you've got Arizona State, obviously, very, very good. You've got Notre Dame in October. You've got a three-game stretch there where you've got three absolutely brutal games. You've got Notre Dame, then you got Utah, very, very physical team, and then you got Cal, and I think they're going to be better this year. So there's a three-game stretch there. If this team is if that team comes out of that stretch going into the month of November undefeated, look, I'm willing to forgive and forget. You know, we'll all move on. We all do in this business.
Hey, Steve Bortstein, just with us a few more minutes right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and obviously you have got your pulse on USC, the Trojans. Have they recovered, though, from the scholarship sanctions? I mean, what kind of team does USC have?
They're built. They've got a young, solid recruiting class that may not be at their best yet. I still think they're a year away, but they're very good. And I still think, just based on the field, on the quality of the team they're going to put on the field this year, talent-wise, they're better than everyone else. Arizona State lost a lot of players from last season. UCLA, obviously, they lost their top playmaker. As sketchy as Brett Hundley was, they lost their top playmaker. I think SC's the most talented team in that Pac-12 South by far. So do they have a legitimate chance of being in the Pac-12 championship game? Yes, they absolutely do. The thing is that I think even if they don't find out their expectations this year, injuries stay okay, recruits come back okay, numbers come back next year, this team is going to win the Pac-12 championship in 2016. Can they win it in 2015? Still remains to be seen. But I think they're going to make a serious bid at it, yes.
You could think they could make a surprising run and advance to the playoffs?
I don't know how surprising it is. They're number 8 in the country. So I don't know how necessarily surprising it is. I think the ranking is justified based on the talent, based on what they were able to achieve last year with limited numbers, and based on the expectations. So no, I don't think it's a surprise, but I think they can make a significant run. And if they get on a hot streak, and if they can do to Notre Dame, which we all want them to do, what they did last year in Notre Dame,
right?
I think they're a legitimate conference championship game away from being in the national championship picture.
Okay, yeah. So Steve, talk to me about the strength of the Pac-12 conference. I mean, Oregon faces a tough task to repeat. I mean, have they closed the gap on the SEC? Or it seems like they have within recent years, and they're striding out. I mean, this is a conference that seems to be getting more and more respect nationally.
As well, it should. And you brought up the gap between the SEC and the Pac-12. You know, the gap between the SEC and the Big Ten has obviously been narrowed now thanks to Ohio State. So, you know, I look at the gap thing a little bit now. I mean, we created a lot of that. The media created a lot of that because we bought into Florida and we bought into Alabama. We bought into all these schools, and we constantly buy into these schools because of, you know, their affiliation with this network and that network. And that's fine. That's good. You need a common goal to go after in order to succeed in anything. So it's good that the SEC is out there. The gap has now. Now you asked about Oregon. I don't know how good Oregon is this year because, you know, now we've got a brand new quarterback. How do you replace the guy that was a legend? How do you replace the obvious greatest offensive player in the history of that university? That offense, I think, can be run pretty much by, you know, give a monkey a clipboard. I think he can run that offense. But it takes time. It's more about rhythm. It's not about talent with that Oregon offense. It's about rhythm. And once you develop that rhythm, that offense is going to be fine. They are replacing a number of big names on defense, though, and I think that's going to hurt them. I think Stanford's better this year. I think Stanford's going to make a slight run. I think Cal is very interesting this year. Brand new coaching staff there. They kind of gutted everything over the offseason. I think Cal makes a significant run here. I don't know if they're going to be good enough to win the Pac-12 North, but I think they're a significantly better team. You have to wonder how long it's going to take for Chris Peterson to rebuild Washington. How does Mike Leach fare at Washington State, who are kind of running around in circles? I think the Pac-12 North is very interesting. But I think Oregon's still kind of at the head of the class right now there.
Okay, the first year of the college football playoff, it was very unpredictable, I would say. Who do you have in your top four for this year? I mean, I know this is way ahead of schedule, but give us a little bit of a preview. Come on, Steve-O.
Wow, okay. Well, I mean, look, Ohio State is the standard bearer. I mean, they are. I mean, they're so far ahead of everybody here.
They've got the target on their back.
I'm sorry, say that again?
They have the target on their back.
They have the target on their back, but no one's going to knock that target off. Jim Harbaugh's a good coach, but they're not ready to be that good just yet. So I think Ohio State, when you look at them, they're the team for me right now. You look at Alabama, we know what Alabama brings to the table. I look at TCU. I honestly do. I think TCU is a significantly better football team this year than they were last year. So I think they're going to make a run. And, you know, I think the Big 12 got just absolutely jogged last year because, the one loss Baylor, the one loss TCU in the conference, they got jogged. So they're going to get their due. Then it comes down to, what conference is going to get screwed up here? You know, is it going to be the ACC? Is it going to be the Pac-12?
Right.
Someone gets left out of the equation here. And I don't know if it's not the Pac-12 conference, because I think there's going to be teams that are going to beat each other up this year. So I don't want to say that, because obviously I'm a Pac-12 guy, so I don't know if the ACC doesn't get screwed up out of this picture here. But I think you're looking at those three, and, knock on the steering wheel material that I'm sitting in front of right now as I talk to you, I hope it's the Pac-12, and I hope it's USA.
Steve Bornstein from Fox Sports New Mexico has been with us. What a great way to kick off our show tonight. Always talking some college football, and we are very excited for the season to get underway. Steve, take care. We look forward to catching up with you, I promise, here in the next month. Thanks.
Looking forward to it, Alyssa. Thank you.
Okay, the college football conversation will roll on right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.